Now, I'm not going to say, hey, you have to wait until I sponsor my best people. I want them using the product. So I don't worry so much about whether it's the best or the worst people, in my own personal opinion. But it's not a bad idea if you have your best people in that you want your upline to help with. Okay? That's a great idea. Yeah. And as long as you keep building, it all balances out. If you're going to stop after three, you're not going to get a lot of coding. So you want to keep building, right? So that's why coding is a great compensation addition for us. Before coding, we had a lot of people went to the SEMD and kind of stayed there. We added coding on, we added green jackets, they added rings and recognition, and we get a lot more people that build more, that don't go into early retirement. They even come back out of retirement, right, Buck? And we want people coming, staying with us as long as possible. Yes, sir.
How far up your upline can people put someone underneath you? Like, how many levels?
But there's no limit to where you can place people in your organization. You could go down 30 levels. You could go down 3,000 levels if you're down that deep. You can place them anywhere. Now, you do have a holding tank. When somebody sponsors in the business, you've got 60 days where you can decide when to place them. Okay? And one of the strategies, especially if you're working long distance, let's say I'm going to Indiana. I'm going to be working in Indiana, right? I'm looking for a leader in Indiana. I've got three potential people. I might sponsor three potentially on my front line, but if this is one where I'm not going to be going back and I need them to help each other, whoever's my best person, even if they're not the first one I signed up, I can move the other people underneath that person, okay? But they're still coded to me because I haven't changed the enroller. I've just changed the sponsor.
Okay. Yeah,
if you go online, you actually look online and it's called your holding tank. There's a holding tank there, right? It's a frontline placement is what they call it, but I call it the holding tank. You go and check that and you'll see the people that you can actually assign somewhere. And all you have to do is put in an ID number, and as long as it's in your organization, that's where they'll put it. Now remember, if I'm doing the work, I'm keeping it close. Okay, now I'm keeping it close for two reasons. I want to be able, as we duplicate, to be as close to the volume as possible, but I also want to get my upline's participation. And I've had numerous times where somebody says, well, I'm going to sign this person up on level 7, and it's out of the upline's payout, and they ask the upline to come work the business with them. And sometimes the upline's like, okay, you just put them all the way out of my payout, right? So, yeah, I'll help, but you've got to do the majority of the work. So that's why I like to keep them close. If you're to the people that are working, okay, that's the best way to build if you've got a network of builders. Yeah,
Blake, I've got like 30 people underneath me.
Okay,
I'm an internal medicine PA, and okay. I believe in this stuff, and I am putting my patients on it hand over fist.
Right,
but they're saying, I don't want to sell this. I just want to take it.
Right,
and so I've got like 4 or 5 CEOs that have done the combo packs
right.
for their families, but they don't want to sell it.
Okay,
and I'm
so,
stuck here.
So I'm going to assume, here's your question. I've got a lot of people that want to use the products. How do I build a business? All right, is that a good question? Okay. A lot of people wanting to use the products are not business builders. You need business builders. You need business builders. If you don't have business builders, you got a lot of people using the products, you're in the S quadrant business. You're not in the B. Okay. So how do we, there's two questions. How do I find people that are in the want to be in the B? And here's a conversation that I want you to have. I've actually done a couple of webinars on this. Do you have anybody that you'd like to work with? Anybody have somebody you think about, a friend, a family, that you like them, you get along with them, they're hardworking, they would contribute to your business? Anybody have somebody they'd like to work with?
Yes.
Okay. Don't be afraid to go and tell them, I'd love to work with you. I'd love to work with you. Now, I don't know if this is for you or not. That's a decision for you to make, but I'd love to work with you. So take a look, and if you like it, half as much as I do, I'd love to work together. Now, is that an easy conversation? Is that a genuine conversation? I've had people turn me down 3 times that I said, okay, I'll tell you no for an answer, but I'm not asking you to buy. I'm not asking you to join because I want you to buy something. I said, I'd really love to work with you. So I'll take no for an answer. All I ask you, tell me no after you take a look. Don't tell me no based on something else. And when they took a look, they said yes, and now they're one of those that's in the book, the greatest networkers in the world. Okay, so saying I'd love to work with you is a great one. There's another concept called upgrading. How do I take somebody that came in for the products and get them excited about the business? Is there anybody here that came in for the products and is now doing the business? Okay, there's a number of people that did that. Now, there are a couple ways to upgrade. The best way, or the most common way that's effective in upgrading is via the crusade. If they get excited about the crusade, they get excited about the business, because that's how we build the crusade. And I actually have a number of CDs that are tied into this, that are planting seeds, and some of those will flourish. Now, a lot of people think they're not interested in the business because they haven't looked at the business. They think the business is sales. And so I need them to say, hey, I don't know if this is for you or not, but take a look, and if you like it, I'd love to talk with you. Or, I don't know if this is for you or not, but take a look, and if you like it, I'd love to put you with somebody in the upline that can help us build this together. Okay, remember, just like we don't need to be the health expert for our people, we don't have to be the business expert either. That's why we have multiple layers of support. I've got somebody that'll help us if we're serious about this. So get your team together and work on that. Now, I'll give you just a couple ways that I do this. One is the CD called Dinner with Doc. You have Dr. Wallach talk about why I do network marketing. Another one is a CD called What Makes Youngevity Unique, where it talks about the mission, the message, and why we have network marketing. And those are two of my favorite tools for upgrading. Some people, though, they really need the money. They just don't think they want it. And so I do something like the cash flow quadrant, or brilliant compensation, or the perfect business, or other tools that talk about the industry. There's a new one out, a great DVD called The Rise of the Entrepreneur. Okay, and so there are other tools you can use that are third-party tools that'll talk about the need for the industry. Just understand, of all the companies out there, we have more people with our company that weren't successful other places that are very successful here, because we do things differently. The crusade changes things. It's a better business because of that. So those are the ideas, okay? Restructuring all of those people, however you restructure it, doesn't give you any B's.